Day 47. I break for animals.
Remember the examples we saw last time with the verb produce, of how you can form new words from it with a different grammatical category?
You mean the noun production?
Yes, and also by shifting the stress to the first syllable.
Oh yeah, produce.
Well, we can also change the grammatical category by doing nothing at all. No suffix, no shift of stress. For example, a familiar bumper sticker reads like this. I break for animals. What's the verb?
Break, of course.
And what does it mean?
In this context, it means apply the brakes. In other words, slow down.
Any comments to offer on the word break in these two examples? Break for animals and apply the brakes?
Sure. The first one's a verb and the second's a noun.
Any idea which comes from which?
Well, it would be kind of weird to talk about the use of a tool, like to break, before you have the tool itself, the noun break. So the noun came first, no?
Good reasoning. Sometimes you amaze me, Patrick.
Give me a break.
Calm down. By the way, did you do that on purpose?
What do you mean?
Break and break. Wonderful. They're actually homophones, remember? And even related if you go back a few centuries. But more on that later. What's the grammatical category of break?
Well, I forget what I just said that got you going. But in, say, break a leg, I guess it's a verb.
What about the idiom, break for coffee and take a coffee break?
Oh, it's a little like break. Break in break for coffee is a verb, and in take a break, it's a noun.
So again, Patrick, which comes from which?
It's got to be the verb break. Feels like it can have a more literal meaning, like breaking something. Maybe a cup, a pencil, a leg.
That's pretty good for a start. So notice that to get the noun break from the verb break, or the verb break from the noun break, we didn't have to do anything. No suffix, for example. What's your take on this process? How common do you think it is?
Probably very, or you wouldn't be asking, right?
Okay, but don't take my word for it. I've been making notes on this whole conversation, so let's back up a bit. Here are some of the sentences we've just used. See if you can spot the words, like break and break, that can be used in a different grammatical category. Ready?
Fire away, Marta.
All right. Here's the first example. We can also change the grammatical category.
Change. Here it's a verb, but it could be a noun, like in category change.
Great. Here's the next. That's pretty good for a start.
Start. Noun here, but it's got to be from the verb start.
Next. What's your take on this process?
Take. Got to be the noun from the verb take.
And the next. See if you can spot the words.
Easy. Spot. Probably the verb from the noun.
One more. Calm down.
Wow. The adjective calm is used here as a verb.
You're on a roll. Another one, by the way. But never mind. Here's the last one. No suffix. No shift of stress.
Ha! Two of them. One's shift, the noun from the verb, I guess. The other's stress, probably also a noun from a verb.
So?
So I suppose this sort of thing's very common.
Go to the head of the class.